had to shift the road, which I guess that would mean...
Oh, it's probably, I would say approximately 200 foot there, possibly.
200 foot long, but you'd have to shift it down...
It needs to shift slightly to the south. If we do any widening to the surface, which it's wide enough for two-way traffic, and they've got a drainage culvert, the fence, the only thing it interferes is they've got a white vinyl fence that runs right down the ditch for a short section there, and then it comes out of the ditch. So,
who's maintaining?
Right now, everything's pretty well cleared, and it's they keep all that mowable, so it's not like there's going to be a lot of debris. So
that's what I mean. Who's... There's nobody cleaning it or fixing it right now.
No. And it was pretty decent shape during the video, so it's not posed a problem yet. So.
You may have answered this already, and I missed it. Under what conditions would we have to shift the road? I mean, like if we maintained it as it is, and if we had to go over... 7 feet or so, under what conditions would make it to where we'd have to do that?
Only if we want to do any improvements, we just have to make sure we got to go to the south. We know that the fence is correct. We've got more right of way to the south if we do any improvements. Right now, if, as long as it serves a purpose and there's no problems, I mean, it's not in a curve, there's no side issues, so I don't foresee it becoming any kind of issue anytime soon. So.
So you recommend that we
just maintain it as it is right now?
It's already been taken in.
Well, yeah, we already proved taking it in. It just that question.
He was just showing us that where the fence line was.
Right. Other than that, that's all I had on road conditions.
Do you want them to clarify the need for the right-of-way and the proper paperwork done before they take in the box elder and...
Yes, that needs to be part of the motion, contingent on that being completed. And that we've done that with most of them that needed right of way acquired.
Did he not, when he was in, did he not leave the right of way, the signed documents, or does he need to leave those with you?
He's got to get the descriptions, and I'll work with him on getting that paperwork, and that's something that'll have to come back to you guys to be approved and done. So.
Okay. So you need us to clarify that he needs to bring the signed petitions and the survey.
No, you actually need to make your motion say that we'll do the work contingent upon that stuff being done.
Right. And I'll make sure that gets done. And the right-of-way grant of easement documents will have to come before you guys to be approved anyway. So, but I'll work with them getting that necessary paperwork and stuff done.
In clarification on the motion of taking in Box Elder and coming through the portion of Hedge Path to join on with Curtis and Smith is contingency that... the work is done, the signed petitions and the survey to be given to the road and income road administrator.
You need to make a motion stating that, and it needs to be seconded and voted on. You can't just clarify a motion that had nothing to do with that prior discussion on those things being needed.
That's what I was trying to do, was to make a motion.
You said you wanted to clarify. You didn't say anything about making a motion.
Okay. I make a motion that we take in Box Elder coming through the portion of Hedge Path that joins on to Curtis and Smith on the condition, after the completion of the survey and the signed petitions. That's my motion.
Signed right-of-way easements.
Signed right-of-way easements.
There you go. Right-of-way and easements. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
the way it was stated before is they could have just said, hey, you guys didn't said you're going to do it, didn't have to do any of the work, and we would have had it done it or been sued and possibly lost.
And that's what that is amendments, but thank you. Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate that.
We'll recess and be upstairs. I think we have a emergency executive session, and then we'll take up at night after that the roundtable discussion with Road and Bridge.
So that'll be down here, though, right?
Roundtable conference room.
So I've got a conference room.
Conference room.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can move it down here if we need to.
To what?
Do you need it down here or upstairs?
No, upstairs is fine.